Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We welcome Rita Balaram, who's a resident of Kibbutz near Oz. Her father was kidnapped by Hamas. Rita, good afternoon to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Thank you for having me, and the whole kibbutz is thanking you for having us online at your program.
Indeed, it's a pleasure having you on board, Rita, and I'm glad to hear that the kibbutz is also joining along with us on this afternoon overdrive and this interview that we're conducting with you at the moment. So, Rita, give us an idea as to how how things look at the moment, how you're all adapting or trying to adapt to life right now, given what transpired since October the 7th?
The life for us in the kibbutz, I'm talking about kibbutz life because I'm a member of the kibbutz. Mm-hmm. We were on the 7th of October, as you know, we had 80 kidnapped, 30 murdered, and there were some mistakes by the army. We were alone for 8 hours.
Wow.
And we still have 37 kidnapped people in Gaza, and all of them are our family members because we are a kibbutz that is really a family. Mm. And my closest one is my father-in-law, Oded Lifshitz, that is a real peace fighter and true friend to the Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. He took people to Gaza once in a week, children, mothers, and the whole kibbutz now, we waited for a miracle to happen at Hanukkah.
Sure.
We didn't get a Hanukkah miracle at Purim, and now we put in our dining room in the kibbutz a table for the 37 kidnapped people.
Indeed.
Who are still in Gaza, that we do hope that they will come back before Monday for the Pesach holiday, and it's really difficult for us to have this dinner, but we need to be strong to our grandmothers that came back. Mm-hmm. They are so strong for the children, grandchildren, mm-hmm. and for whole Israel to celebrate this holiday, to bring energies that our 37 hostages will be back, and also that all the hostages will be back now. And we are living, we are the refugees of Israel, because it will take 3 years to build up kibbutz near Oz.
Indeed.
And we're living Karmei Gat, and we have a big sorrow that we don't have our family members. We have a big sorrow that we are not living in the place that we love, which is the diamond of our lives. And for 20 years, we've been living with missiles. But it's terrible to say that we got used to it. But to get used to terrorists is very difficult. Mm. And every day we woke up that it's just a horror movie, that all our family members from the kibbutz will be back home. And
right.
Even for me, it is, I came from Sweden in 82, and I found the kibbutz, you know, the diamond of my life. And for me, not just that I don't have my kidnapped family members, it's so difficult for me to not live in my home, to not
sure.
be in the kibbutz. Every day it's a struggle for us.
Mm.
And really, Israel is helping us.
Okay.
The old people in Israel, it's really hugging us, but it's really, really difficult for us to mm-hmm. wake up in the morning and keep the day going on. So we are
sure.
so thankful for all of you helping us, having us in your programs, and thinking of us all the time.
Rita,
and we need to be strong.
Sure, indeed, Rita. Indeed. Rita, speaking of help, yesterday there was an article regarding the government upscaling financial support to communities, particularly those most affected along who dwell close to the Gaza border. Have you been receiving the help from government up till now? And will you be receiving this help coming from this initiative, which I've just mentioned?
You know, we don't know. You know, speaking is speaking. You know, it's going to take 3 years to build up Niroz. And it costs a lot, you know, 80% of our houses need to be rebuilt.
Sure.
And we lost so many people. 25% of our community was kidnapped or murdered. And we really also need the whole world to help us, because all the Jewish people, and not just Jewish people, who is living abroad, and we are living close to the border, only 2 kilometers. If Kibbutz Niroz will not be rebuilt, it will be very difficult for the state of Israel to be safe. Because we are really strong people who live there with Messiahs for 20 years, and we need Israel to be rebuilt. And it, this war costs so much to also to Israel.
Sure.
And we are not 100% sure that this will happen.
Right.
And we are the refugees of Israel for the moment.
Rita,
and we are the kibbutz who got the toughest hard thing, you know, that the whole community is destroyed.
Indeed.
So we need the world's help us to rebuild our kibbutz as well.
Indeed, Rita.
It will not just only be enough that the state will help us.
An earnest appeal going out
this
there from Rita.
It is very important that the Jewish people in the world will understand that we need all your help.
Rita, we're going to have to leave it there. We've just about run out of time, but certainly your message is clear and your appeal is clear to the people, the Jewish people and communities out there. Help is needed right now from all residents wanting to rebuild their lives affected by October the 7th. Rita, thank you so much for joining us, and Chag Pesach Sameach from all of us at Chai FM to all of you and to everyone at Kibbutz Nir Oz. Rita Balaram, residents of Kibbutz Nir Oz, her father has been kidnapped by Hamas.